This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Governor Deval Patrick is proposing to expand rail service across the state and make other improvements to transportation and to pay for it by raising $1 billion a year in new revenue. The plan from the State Department of Transportation calls for funding rail service from Pittsfield to New York, a year-round train to Hyannis, and calls for commuter rail to New Bedford and Fall River. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the choices Governor Patrick will have to make to pay for the new services.
Secretary of Transportation Richard Davey points out that even without new projects, next year Massachusetts will pay $500 million more for transportation than it will take in.
The current system we have today, we cannot afford.
Addressing state and municipal officials at UMass Boston, Davey said part of the problem is that the state still borrows money to pay for operating expenses.
Mowing the lawn on I-93, we are paying for off the state credit card.
And Davey points out that the T needs new investments.
The Red Line is running cars that were built in 1969. They are the oldest subway cars in the United States that do not have a retirement date.
To pay for all this and for new projects, the Department of Transportation has laid out a list of options that would raise $1 billion a year. Instead of being taken down as planned, tolls on the Western Massachusetts Turnpike would stay in place. A tax on miles traveled anywhere in the state could be imposed. A tax of 2.4 cents a mile would raise the entire $1 billion needed. Transponders would have to be installed on all vehicles for the tax to work. A third option would be a green fee. The more a vehicle pollutes, the higher the registration fee would be. The income tax could be increased. If it's increased to 5.66%, that would raise the entire $1 billion needed. The sales tax could go up. If it goes up by 1.5 cents, that would raise $1 billion. Another option, raising the gas tax. A 1 cent increase would bring in $32 million a year. The Department of Transportation is also proposing a new payroll tax as an option. At 0.16%, it would cover the T's entire $141 million annual operating deficit. Employers would pay this tax. Governor Patrick says the costs should be covered by everyone in the state.
This is about every taxpayer, so I don't think it is it ought to be a question about how to avoid who shares in lifting this burden. This is a burden we all share.
Patrick says he'll choose from among the options offered to him. He says he'll outline his preferences tomorrow during the State of the State address. The details will come in his budget proposal next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
For reaction now to the transportation report, we turn to Stephanie Pollack. She works on transportation issues for the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University. Good morning, Stephanie, and thanks for speaking to us.
Thanks for having me.
So give us your top-line take on this new report.
I think that the governor has, for the first time, really both laid out the current path that we are on, a path of debt and disrepair that we've been on for decades, and spelled out the financial consequences of leaving things the way they are, as well as painted a picture of the future that we could have if we were willing to invest more in our transportation system. And both of those are important.
As we just heard from Fred Tice, there's a host of options listed for covering these costs. What do you think is the best way to raise more than the $1 billion a year necessary, the governor says, over the next 10 years to pay for these?
I'm not sure there's one best way. I think the best way is actually to pay out a variety of sources, because in the past when we've gravitated to one source, as when we dedicated the sales tax to the T, it hasn't produced, and then we've left ourselves in a giant hole. The other big choice is between fees and taxes that directly relate to transportation, which has historically been what we've used, like the gas tax, versus sort of general taxes that hit everybody, like an income tax or payroll tax.
Well, what's your take on that? Should it be a mix of the two, or should it be a transportation tax?
I think it should be a mix of the two for two reasons. Transportation-specific taxes are important so that users do feel that they're paying for what they're getting. Also, in Massachusetts, constitutionally, gas taxes and registry fees have to be spent on transportation and can never be diverted to another use, so that's important. But general taxes are important, too, because everyone benefits from the transportation system and everyone should help pay for it.
Ultimately, assuming one of these or several of these revenue proposals pass, people are going to be paying more. Make the case, if you would, about why you think people should pay more for transportation.
Transportation is really fundamentally what our economy runs on, and it also is what makes the quality of life in Massachusetts what it is, or takes away from our quality of life if we're stuck on crowded T trains or sitting in traffic all the time. I think people want better transportation. They want to know what time they're going to get places once they've left the house, and we don't have that right now, and the system in Massachusetts is getting older and worse. If we make the investment now, we're all going to have a much better daily trip, whether we're going to work or to school or to go shopping.
You've been tracking politics on Beacon Hill for a long time. Do you think that some of these revenue-raising proposals have a chance?
I think that it's the first time where we've really heard from the leadership on Beacon Hill that they understand the fundamental necessity of reinvesting in our transportation system. Nobody likes to talk about taxes and revenue, but nobody likes to talk about letting the system fall apart and take the state's economy down with it. So I do think for the first time that there's a real commitment to finding not just a Band-Aid one-year solution, but a long-term fix to the transportation woes that we've known about for at least the last decade.
All right, back to the big picture for one last question, if I can. Is there anything you wish that had been included in this governor's report on transportation that wasn't?
I wish that there had been more money set aside for really planning instead of picking individual projects. I think that the mistake that the state has tended to make in the past is to sort of pick winners and losers among the large number of projects we could do. Instead of investing in planning and asking the question, what do we need to fix, and then asking which projects are the best projects for that.
Stephanie Pollack focuses on transportation research as Associate Director of the Northeastern University Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy. Stephanie, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.